22. As we may have an extension of substance which overflows into finite multiplicity without the power of keeping the manifold together, in the same way we may have insubstantial intensity, which, keeping itself in as mere force without actual expression, is no better than superficiality. The force of mind is only as great as its expression, its depth only as deep as its power to expand and lose itself when spending and giving out its substance.
Hegel goes on to denounce sheer emotionalism and those who think they've received wisdom directly from God.
Moreover, when this unreflective emotional knowledge makes a pretense of having immersed its own very self in the depths of the absolute being, and of philosophizing in all holiness and truth, it hides from itself the fact that instead of devotion to God, it rather, by this contempt for all measurable precision and definiteness, simply attests in its own case the fortuitous character of its content, and in the other endows God with its own caprice. When such minds commit themselves to the unrestrained ferment of sheer emotion, they think that by putting a veil over self-consciousness and surrendering all understanding, they are thus God's beloved ones, to whom he gives his wisdom in sleep.
Hegel wants, above all, to understand things in terms of their organic, rational development. He wants to understand the inner principle that directs the process. He often expresses this idea of self-determining dynamics through his model of what it is to be a subject or human being. According to Hegel, the nature of a subject is not to remain locked up in itself ever and again, from what it is now to what it is to become. Hegel puts it this way.
While indeed the embryo is certainly in itself implicitly a human being, it is not so explicitly. It is not by itself a human being. Man is explicitly man only in the form of developed and cultivated reason, which has made itself to be what it is implicitly.
Hegel often appeals to the image of a circle and a return to the beginning. The self grows out of itself, gaining self-consciousness, realizing its talents in order to come back to itself on a more mature level. The 20th century French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre was to make an entire philosophy out of this Hegelian insight. He couched his view in an arresting and seemingly cryptic formula.
I am not what I am, and I am what I am not.
The point, and it's exactly Hegel's point, is that I, as a person, can't simply be equated with what I've become so far. I am not what I am. I must also be seen as the future self yet to be realized. I am what I am not. Hegel refers to self-development when he says that human beings are essentially mind or spirit. It's important to point out that, for Hegel, individuals must come to know this truth for themselves. As reflective thinkers, we can know the general truth about human beings. But to become an individual, every one of us must become conscious that we are spirit. Each of us is a particular individual, but our awareness of this fact is not simply handed to us. As Hegel sees it, that consciousness must be achieved. As we've seen, Hegel believes truth is found not in the part, but in the whole. Therefore, he insists that philosophy must take the form of a system. The term system comes from a Greek word that means setting many statements in relation to each other to see whether they can go together consistently. In Hegel's words,
among the many consequences that follow from what has been said, it is of importance to emphasize this, that knowledge is only real and can only be set forth fully in the form of science, in the form of system.
The full force of this claim becomes clear when we consider some of the objections that have been made against Hegel's entire